We're going to do today Perigimel Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. We've had up to this point a general introduction so far to Nagoyim. We haven't discussed really at great length any, and certainly not Mishnayos haven't, just by allusion in terms of various principles that they've laid down, or rules, or klolim, that there are several types of Nagoyim with different signs of Tumah. The Rambam, I want to read the Rambam at the end of this perek. Ukavor nisbir lucha shekol minei hanagoyim him shisha minim. It's already become explained to you that the all the types of Nagoyim fall into six categories, six types. Nigi or Boser, Nagoyim that affect the general skin areas of the bodies, the skin of the flesh, v'nigei shechinu michve, the goyim that are seen in wounds, and we've had this mentioned before, that the michve is a wound, a loss of skin due to a burn, and the shechin is a loss of skin, could be look exactly like, they don't mitzdarev with each other, in terms of the sheer gris, they don't join together to make that gris. The shechin is a loss of skin due to any other type of wound. It could be a blow, it could be a disease. The skin is peeled off and it's raw. And the only difference is that the shechin is not caused by heat, and the michve is caused by heat, either by fire itself or a hot piece of metal or whatever, a coal, embers and the like. But that's shechin and michve. So that's the second type. V'nigi rosha v'zokon, the negoyim of the head and of the hairy parts of the head and of the beard, which we'll also refer to later on as nesokim. V'nigi karachas v'gabachas, and the negoyim of a bald person in the karachas and gabachas, the karachas the back of the head and gabachas the front of the scalp. So those are four types of negoyim that appear on human being: or boser, shechin michve, karachas and gabachas, and the rosh v'zokon, we call nesokim. And then the Rambam is, of course, v'nigei begodim, negoyim of garments. Now all these negoyim fall in parshas Tazria. And finally, the sixth Nigei Batim falls out in Parshas Metzora after the Torah discusses how a human Metzora, is cleansed. Arrangement of korbanos. Uloshilchol min mehem simonim, and each of these types of negoyim have signs. Shirkasher him nirim. When these become visible, they're metamim. They make the person or the object tamim. And the Rambam adds, the siman echad meshutuf lekulam. There's one commonality, one siman that's common to all of them. V'hu apisoyon. And that's the spreading of the nega after the at the end of the first week or later. V'chol zman shinirim metame. And whenever these things appear, they're metame v'shushloiya shaloli acher shivu echad oyosir. When the pisoyon appears, he's talking about the pisoyon now. She calls him on shinira metame. Whenever it's seen, it's metame, but only after 1 week or later. The cholze muvan. And all this is clear. Now we'll go to Mishnah Beis Ashigemu. Or habosir metame b'shnei shvuos. Ubishlosha simonim. The rabosir can be metame over a period of 2 weeks and with three different simonim. The three simonim are sir lovan, that's where black hairs turn white. And again, after this perek, the following prokim will be dealing with each of these types of negoim in great depth and in great detail. The sir lovan, ubimichya, with a patch of white, a patch of live skin, The lives can we've had before mention that it has to be square in the center and full, and in, not dots, but full, and in the center of the original white, the white red combination discoloration, ubepisoyon, or with spreading. Now the Mishnah continues, v'sir lavan ubemichya. The sir lavan, the black hairs that turn white, or the michya, that's b'tchila u'besof shu'a rishon, b'sof shu'a sheni, u'liachar ha'petur. They can mitame, b'tchila means the very first time the person goes to the Kohen with his tzaras. So he can mitame if he sees that there's black hairs have turned white, or that there's a michya. He's machlit, he makes the mitzorah into a full-scale mitzorah, chutz min ha-machne, goes outside of the camp at the very beginning, or b'sof shua, or at the end of 1 week, b'sof shua rishon, the end of the first week, or b'sof shua sheni, at the end of the second week. Liach rapatur, even after those 2 weeks are over, and at the end of those 2 weeks, the Kohen found grounds to say, he's potter, he's clean, he's tahar, and then all of a sudden, a day or two later, a few days later, these negoyim come back, in the case of the hair or the michya, they come for the first time, and the case of pisoyon, it suddenly spreads after patur, then he's mitame. So again, by the michya, the sir lavan, and the Michya Nesir Lovan, I'm sorry, just the Michya Nesir Lovan, they're mitame immediately. The Pisoyon and everything else together at the end of the first week, after the end of the second week, and after Patur. The Pisoyon, Besov Shua Rishon, Besov Shua Sheni, Lechara Patur. The Pisoyon only is mitame at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, and after the Patur. Umitame Bishne Shuos, it's mitame in 2 weeks. This is going back to the general concept of or basar shehein shlosha asar yom, which is 13 days. But we said the seventh day is the seventh day of the first week, and the first day of the second week. So that's 13 days. Mishnah Dalid, hashchin v'hamichve. If a person has a patch of this wounded skin. Cause again, if it's mikveh, it's caused by a burn and shchin from anything else. But even though they might look exactly alike, they're not mitzaref. They don't join together to become a gris. Mitamim b'shua echo. They're mitame in the first week, ubishnei simonim, and with two simonim. So these are the exception. This is the one that is only 1 week, b'shua echo. Ubishnei simonim. If in this patch of raw skin, b'sir lovan, suddenly black hairs turn white, or at the end of the first week there's pisoyon. B'sir lovan again is betchila. Even when the person first comes with his michya to the kohen, the very first day he comes, he sees that the black hairs have turned white. Then he's tummy. He's a mitzora muchlot. So the b'sir lavan, b'tchila and b'sof shu at the end of 1 week, and liach rapatur after he's told, found to be clean, and then suddenly it shows up. Upepisoyon b'sof shua, pisoyon at the end of 1 week, liach rapatur, and after the patur, after he's found to be clean, suddenly it shows up. Umitamim b'shua echad shu shivas yamin. The shchin and mikveh is the duration of the hesker is 1 week, and if the simonim of tuma don't appear at the end of that 1 week, or during the sir lovan, or at the beginning or at the end, the person is sent away as being tahar. So this is the one case where there's just 1 week. The only case of 3 weeks is by nigei botim. the last mishnah in the perek by houses. Everything else has a 2 week duration. So mitam b'shiva b'shua echad shu shiva shamim, which is one week.